Proclamation number 8121, March 10, 1962. The word reception is an act of free will. I need you, my servants on earth, for I cannot compel people by means of extraordinary deeds to believe in a God and Creator if they do not possess this belief. And were I to speak audibly to people from above, you would lose your freedom of will. They would have to believe and would only ever be under this impression and inevitably comply with my will. However, on the other hand, they need to be addressed because they suffer great spiritual hardship, and therefore I have to speak to them through a human mouth and leave it up to their free will whether they want to accept my word or not. I need you, and you yourselves will also understand it. And you will feel my presence and know that it is your Heavenly Father who speaks to you, who only ever stimulates you to communicate with your fellow human beings and to inform them of my extraordinary working in you. Although it is only extraordinary for those who are not yet aware of my love and mercy, which includes all people who still do not know me and therefore do not try to find any kind of contact with me, and to these I want to reveal myself as a father who has his children's welfare at heart. I want to reveal myself to them as a God of love, wisdom, and might. And I need you, my servants, so that I can address people through you. For not many instruments are at my disposal because it is an act of free will to receive my word, which also necessitates prerequisites which are not very often to be found within people. Profound faith, gained through love, has to stimulate them into listening within themselves. They must consciously expect my address, hold on to it, and always be willing to pass on what they receive. Only profound faith will prompt them to listen within, and I will only be able to reveal myself if a person makes contact with me in this faith and allows me to speak to him. The fact that I so urgently require you to spread the information you receive is due to the great ignorance of those people who only live their earthly life with earthly, oriented thoughts, who know and believe nothing, nothing at all, about the kingdom which is beyond this earth and which one day they will enter when their physical life has come to an end. They are in grave danger, for they cannot cease to exist because their souls will continue to live after the death of their body. And the fate of these souls will not be a pleasant one, for they will enter the kingdom of the beyond in complete darkness. They will have to endure much suffering and pain until a small glimmer of light shines for them. I still want to provide people with this small glimmer of light before the end. I only want to help them to establish contact with their God and Creator themselves, so that they will spend thought on Him and thus enable me to influence their thoughts myself. For this reason I try to speak to them, and you shall help me so that I can express myself according to your willingness, and that fellow human beings will receive knowledge of it. You should allow yourselves to be taught by me, and then pass on your knowledge, but always in unchanged form. For that which originates from me is pure truth, and shall be imparted unspoiled, if it is to be effective as light within the human hearts, which have little light of their own. And you truly render me a service for which I will bless you, for I love all my living creations, and not one of them shall go astray for an infinitely long time again. And this is why my strength of love will flow to you time and again, as long as you want to be of service to me. I myself will demonstrate my presence to you by the fact that you too will be extraordinarily affected by my revelations. For I no longer need to worry about compulsory faith with you, who testify to your faith every day by waiting for my words and working for me. Amen. We hope that you've been enriched by this production of King Voiceover. To contact us, go to kingvoiceover.com.